it's time for the truth to be told. The victims, through their advocates, thankfully, are telling it.
Boston attorney Mitchell Garabedian, who represents more than 40 plaintiffs in lawsuits against the Diocese of Buffalo, says the number of priests now accused of wrongdoing, 173, is only some of the many more he believes have committed acts of abuse over the past several decades. Holding up the phone from which Garabedian's voice was heard was Robert Hotson, co-founder and president of Road to Recovery, which 2 years ago called for the removal of Bishop Richard Malone after childhood victim Michael Whalen came forward. Now, Hotson says Malone's replacement, Apostolic Administrator Bishop Edward Scharfenberger, has failed to live up to promises of transparency and meeting with victims.
I'm calling today for Pope Francis to remove this man because we're getting exactly the same responses and the same modus operandi as we had from Bishop Malone and all the other bishops of Buffalo.
Hotson also referenced a Buffalo News article that reported the 173 clergy, living and deceased, now accused. The report includes a recently filed lawsuit naming Pastor Donald Lutz of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Buffalo's Old First Ward. Lutz told the news he was unaware of the lawsuit, and Hotson criticizes the diocese for leaving Lutz in his role. In a written statement, a diocese spokesman says Lutz's case will be reviewed by the Independent Review Board at its next meeting. He also states Scharfenberger has, on numerous occasions, expressed his support for the victims. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.